Milk Honeybees is
Honeybees.
A space created with and for Black girls to be Black girls authentically and not how other people want them to be.
Cool, I love that. So yeah, I'd just like to start off by thanking you for agreeing to have this interview. So I first came across you a few weeks ago on London TEDx, and just saw today that it's been published, so it's live, which is pretty exciting. How did it feel when you've done the TED Talks?
It felt really good. Obviously nerve-wracking because it's something new.
Mm-hmm. Is this first like talk on a public platform?
No, but it's the biggest one.
Biggest one. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. What was the reaction like? After it's been shared and after the event?
The response was today. It's come out, so my phone has not stopped.
Oh.
Like, my phone literally has not stopped.
Amazing.
So yeah, which is really good, I guess.
Yeah, that's amazing. It was a really good topic that you were speaking about, and something especially around that time as well, because it was not too long ago as well that Yewande as well from Love Island put out a post about her name as well, and
yeah,
how it's often like butchered in pronunciation or just trying to be whitewashed. So very timely as well. So it'd be good to know a little bit more about where you were born, grew up, and your background as well.
I was born in London. My parents are Nigerian, and I grew up in South London.
South London, nice, cool. What year did you start it, and also what inspired you to start it?
2017, and a range of different things. I think personal experience, seeing a lack of spaces like the space that I created, basically.
And lack of representation.
Yeah.
So like when you finished uni, did you know that this was like a path you wanted to go down?
No. So when I finished uni, I was mainly working with boys.
Okay. And was that like the...
That was the dream. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I still work with boys. It transitioned into accepting working with girls.
Ah, okay,
so
cool.
I work with boys in my role in the community.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and Milk and Honey is not my full-time job.
Ah, okay, I see. Okay, cool. Thanks for clarifying that. So yeah, that's quite inspiring that you have a passion for like young people. Is there like an age range that it tends to be?
Anything from 8 to 23.
Okay, it's 23. Cool. Your core objective is to provide an expressive space for women and girls. How have you achieved this digitally owing to the closure of public buildings in the pandemic?
So by being still, like I didn't force virtual connection. I didn't force anything. Like when you create safe spaces, you have to create with the people. During the pandemic, I didn't do too much. I allowed the girls to chill. I allowed them, if school was already like in a way where it's confusing and difficult, well, I'm only going to offer you a space where you can breathe. So a lot of the time when we did connect online, we was talking about Beyonce, we was talking about Meg Thee Stallion, we was talking about things that were not maybe associated with what everybody else was talking about.
Cool.
Which meant that they had a space to just breathe.
Yeah.
Of course, we did talk about, you know, COVID and Black Lives Matter and stuff, but it wasn't enforced on them, and connecting like weekly online wasn't enforced on them because families were going through their own things. And I guess that's what helped they connected by just connecting naturally.
That's really good. Natural progression, allowing that to them as well. our platform as well, Meeting of Minds, we center the voices of Black women, non-binary people. How would you say your work encourages those to find the work of their voice in a world that says their very existence is too loud?
By telling them to speak louder.
Love that. Amazing. And in terms of like how that visually like comes across, do you guys like typically, is it like through workshops? Is it through mentoring, a mix of both?
Mix of both.
Do you guys tend to go to schools as well? Like, do you work with? And is your platform Milk and Honeybees, is it UK wide? Is it specific to a certain area of the UK?
This is a difficult question because we're based in London, but one of my projects works with girls around England.
Mm-hmm. Around England, okay. And healing takes forms in many forms. So you've mentioned in your TEDx talk about healing and your own personal story about how you've got to that place.
Mm-hmm.
What practical tips do you personally adopt? And what positive benefits have you derived from your journey to healing?
Just remembering to like put myself first, just accessing therapy.
Mm-hmm. Those things are very important. And would you say that, because in the Black community, therapy sometimes had like negative connotations in terms of culturally. Mm-hmm. Is this something that you personally have experienced when you was maybe considering going to therapy, or is it always something that, okay, I know that I need this, I'm just going to do it and take that step?
No, it was just something that I knew that I needed to. How are we equipping them to empower themselves?
Yeah.
Is that what you're, by letting them lead, by letting them talk about their own experiences free from judgment.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. How would you say that we can protect Black women?
By protecting Black girls first.
Mm-hmm. The meaning of your name is My Destiny, which is an amazing meaning as well. Is this something that inspires you?
Yeah. I think like when I started to really understand like the meaning of my name and reclaim the full elements of it, I started to see the meaning more. And I guess now in purpose, it means a lot more than it has. That makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. That definitely makes sense.
But also the person that gave, so like my dad named me. I think that sometimes that people don't really talk about the relationship that girls have with their dads.
Are you quite close with your dad?
Yup. Very, very.
And it's a Nigerian name as well?
Yeah.
Amazing. Would you say that you've come to embrace your name from maybe in the time, so you mentioned in your TED talk about it being shortened, did that affect your confidence at all when you was younger? Or did you always know that you were always confident in your name?
Oh, I was always confident in my name. Like, because it was, I think the impact of shortening my name made me want to be louder in class.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew that something was, like every time they read my name out in the register, I knew that it wasn't complete. So I guess I just wanted to project my voice more so that they knew I was complete.
Yeah, amazing. Love that. That's great. Cool. Amazing. Well, thanks so much, Ebenita. It would be great, hopefully, to keep in touch and maybe collab more with our platform in the future.
Brilliant. Thank you.